good day to you. It's Jay Sanis. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and it's my pleasure to bring today our News Talk Friday here on a Phil Henry Show.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
and it's hosted
a
by
authorized organization springs into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who will be sponsoring today's News Talk Show.
Encourage, have enforced and preserved our state law.
Anyway, thank you very much. Sorry I did not, at the very top of the program, as they say, give you the full information, and I do apologize for that. I'm very happy that Mr. Henry asked me to host today's News Talk Friday. This was a brainchild of mine, and I had called up the Phil Henry Show, and I had said that I certainly do enjoy it when I hear Phil have all the fun, and they do jokes and kid around with people, and I think it's fun. I think there's a time and a place for it, but I said I think what his show is missing is a serious theme. I got Don Berman with me here, and also Dean Wheeler. Wouldn't you agree, Don?
I absolutely would agree, and I would go one step further.
All right, so I just, if I can wrap up.
All right, I do have some.
Absolutely.
May I weigh in?
If you could just let me finish what I said, Don, and then I want to come back to me.
Oh, all right, okay, I understand. Yeah, he's going to give the, you're giving the opening monologue.
Well, it's not really a monologue. That's the whole point. But yeah, what I'm doing is I'm opening up and in.
And then we can weigh in.
Yes. Now I forgot what I was saying. I'm going to have to start on. Can we start on? Well, we've already, tape's already rolling. Well, I'll tell you, Don, how do you feel about that?
Well, as I was saying, I'm not sure exactly where we are right now, though.
Well, you're still saying that there's a need for news talk. That's it. That's exactly. There's a need for news talk.
All right, so my feeling.
All right, hold on, no, but now I remember. So since I remember, I want to keep going.
All right. But
you said that you wanted to. No, I because I couldn't remember. Just hold on, just a second. I'm sorry. I snorted, and I got to ask the engineer. That's right, Bud Dickman's in here. Also, Bud has been asked to step into the control booth so that today's show is going to not be like the usual Phil Henry show. First of all, I'm going to be the host here. My name's Jay Sanis, as I mentioned. And secondly, I think that today's show is going to be different insofar as you won't hear the usual characters. And also, we're not going to have
You're not going to have a traffic report.
We're not going to have a traffic report today. This is going to be a program that's going to be about the serious issues that are facing America today. And I wanted to bring on Don Berman and Dean Wheeler because Don represents that facet and that segment of the American population, which is going to be probably more pro-Trump, when you say, Don?
Absolutely. I'm a Donald Trump.
Because your name is Don, but he didn't go by the name.
I should say not. No, I don't think it would be very pleasant if you walked up to him and said, "Mr. Don Trump." It doesn't sound like it anyway.
All right. And Dean, you are more what?
Well, I suppose you could say I'm a Hillary fan, but I'm going to vote for Bernie because I think Bernie is.
You're a Hillary fan, but you're going to vote for Bernie. So,
yeah, explain that one, would you?
Hold on for just a minute, because I don't want to get you guys arguing.
Oh, I'll be happy to explain it.
Yeah, because you say you're a Hillary fan, but you're voting for Bernie.
Yes, I'd be happy to explain it.
All right, before you do that, just what? If you could lean in more in favor of one or the other, what would be?
Well, if I could have it the way I really want it, I would have Hillary Clinton in there, but I do think the email thing has hurt her.
Aha, uh-huh, so it has hurt her.
Yes, Don, I told you that before the program. Before the program started.
Now, you're saying before the program started like you're used to being on the radio and you're all Mr. Show Business.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think you gentlemen were talking.
No, but I want people to know that I'm in television and he lifts weights. What do you do?
No, I don't lift weights. I run a holistic center in Northern California.
All right.
Okay, well, look, it's nice to have such divergent occupations and divergent professions here represented on the program. So you'd say you lean more toward Hillary.
I'm sorry?
You lean more toward Hillary.
Yes, I lean more toward Hillary, and but I recognize that she's going to... I think she's got a tough row to hoe, so I'm going to be voting for Bernie.
Oh, that makes it very interesting.
It does. And so what I'd like to do is have a little bit of a kind of a mock debate when we come back here on the Jay Sanis, on the Phil Henry podcast here. And this is the Jay Sanis News Talk Friday, right here on a Jay Sanis News Talk Friday. And we'll be we'll come right back here right after a few messages from our commercials.
Jay Sanis News Talk Friday on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Edmund Berger here. I'm running for city council for Trashcan. Trashcan's a small community, but representative of America all across the wayward seas. When you go from sea to shining sea and you're on a landmass the size of America, you need to know where you are and why. I believe the revolution is afoot, and I'd like your voice and your support. I'd like you to send me to Washington, D.C. as your city councilman. I know it sounds strange sending a city councilman to Washington, D.C., but that's what it says here in my script. Elect Warren Buzzleman. That's not my name. City councilman this year. Hello, I'm Warren Buzzleman. I am the real Warren Buzzleman. I'm running for sewer commissioner, so you're not you're not the guy. I think that our county deserves a decent sewer commissioner. I think our county deserves a decent sewer, but I guess those things will have to wait. As a sewer commissioner, I sit on a commission, and I take a look at big plans for sewers, ones that aren't built yet, and I say, how far along are we? And people will look back at me and say, well, we haven't even funded this thing yet. And I'll go home, and I'll kick the dog, and I'll slap my wife around for burning the chicken, you know, the usual thing. I'll lay in bed smoking and set fire to everything, and I'll wake up the next day. The house burned to the ground. Fortunately for me, I'm okay, but I've lost everything. Warren Buzzleman, Sewer Commissioner.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Kane. Jay Kane, and I got my trio working there at the Buzzleman Hotel. That's the guy that owns the hotel. You just heard him. He wants to be the sewer commissioner. He's out of the hotel half the time running for sewer commissioner. We have the run of the place. We turn it into a real wild scene. It's basically a whorehouse right now. My wife, Candy, she runs it. We got Art, the drummer. He's there, too. And we play the B3 Hammond. He's got the drums. I say we. Candy comes, and she sits down. She plays the keyboard, too, right there in the lobby of the hotel. And Bob, tell you what, we play some Polynesian music. We got great dancing music. Come on out and see us.
Dinner until 8 at the Buzzleman Hotel.
All right. Thank you very much, and welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. And Jay Sanis sitting in here. It's News Talk Friday. So on this particular day, at least for today, and we're going to see how it goes. Phil's taking a day off. I got Don Berman here. I also got Dean Wheeler, who is with the Northern California Holistic Center. We were talking about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Now, the last thing I heard, I think I heard it last night. I thought I heard Phil mention it on yesterday's program. So I heard it the night before last.
No, we're talking about the debate.
Yeah. Okay. Dean, tell me what you think of that.
Well, I think it'll be great. I hope it happens. I don't think it will.
Why not?
Let him finish, okay?
Yeah, let me finish, and I'll tell you why not.
Yeah, why not?
Let me finish, and I'll tell you why not.
Why are you doing that?
Just throwing him off. It's a technique that Mr. Trump uses. He'll keep saying, go ahead, ask me the question. Come on, what are you scared? So why not?
Don't do that, because I'm not some...
I think what we want to do is not play this way Mr. Trump would play it.
Oh, but,
You know, Don, I've heard you on Phil's show before, and I think I am absolutely within my rights to say when you talk, it sounds like there's something round in the front of your mouth. I'm not going there.
All right, because it looks as if you are.
Well, what does that mean?
This is what he does. He goes, oh. Now, you know and I know and everyone listening knows what that means.
Oh, boy.
Hey, now, let's be, oh, come on, guys.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, have some respect. You're talking about me.
I have not characterized you personally at all. And for you to say that, I would like that cut out of the tape.
I'm sorry. It's live. Let me handle this, okay? Dean, that was wrong.
I understand it was wrong. But I'm trying to say something, and he begins to use this Donald Trump technique, which is, what about it? Yeah.
It's simply a technique to throw him off.
We don't need to throw anybody off right now. What we need, I just want to ask questions and get to the answers.
Fine. You know, but I don't think it was right for him to say, I sound like I have something round in the front of my mouth.
Well, I to be honest with you, I don't know that that's so...
Yeah, what's offensive about that? You might be, like, sucking on a lollipop.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man, you know, you've got a mind, You really need to lift your mind up. As the Bible says, lift your mind out of the gutter and give it unto... I don't read the Bible, so...
I do read the Bible.
Oh, what is that? What verse is that?
Well, you read the Bible.
It lift your mind out of the sewer. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to look that one up. We got Bud Dittman over there. Bud?
I don't know. I'm working on it.
All right. We are talking here with Dean Wheeler and with Don Berman, and we're talking with him about the forthcoming Donald Trump and possible forthcoming Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders debate. Let me ask you this, Don. In a Donald Trump-Bernie Sanders debate, Donald Trump sounded very confident, and it sounded like he, you know, thinks he's going to, I mean, I don't know how to say it, going to kick ass and take names and everything.
Well, I think Donald Trump's a little more better spoken than that, to say he's going to kick ass and take names. But let me say this. I think that Donald Trump is a man he's an uncommon man. I think he is a man who can surprise you. And just when you think you're so intellectual and you're all this, and as people like to say, all this and a bag of sloppy pork rinds, they don't say sloppy, by the way, they say greasy. Yeah, all this and a bag of sloppy pork rinds, when, read it and weep, you know.
All right, gentlemen, come on.
All right, all this and a bag of sloppy pork rinds.
Go ahead.
I think when you think you're the... And then you encounter a Donald Trump, and he cuts the power out from underneath you. This is what I like about this guy. I believe that Bernie Sanders will go into this debate with Donald Trump thinking that he has the man absolutely mastered intellectually, and I think he's in for a rude awakening because of the power and the strength of a Donald Trump. The majesty of the man, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm sorry, but I have a little broad book.
You need some water or something?
Here, you want some water?
Thank you.
Again, there is that, what? Well, there's that gag again. He's going,
I'm going to ask you...
Dean, please don't. It's unnecessary what you're doing.
Well, you know, he's talking about the majesty and the majesty of everything.
Yes, but I'm not talking about anything other than admiring the man. You continually reference me having something, a ball-like object in the front of my mouth. I think anyone out there listening to this program, anyone of any age, knows exactly what you're talking about.
Really? And what am I talking about?
You know what you're talking about.
Gentlemen, I can't have this, all right? Otherwise, you're just going to have to stop and go get a commercial. All right?
Well, you have to take a commercial now anyway.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the clock.
Yeah, okay, well, I do have to take a commercial. I'd appreciate if you let me do that. That would be a great thing. All right, we're going to go to our commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening. You're listening, and I hope you're learning. That's the most important thing. I hope you're listening. I hope you're learning. Excuse me. To the world-famous Phil Henry Show, I am Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking here with Don Berman and Dean Wheeler about the forthcoming possible Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders debate.
Militia, the Rangers, or the Highway Patrol.
Hey, this is Phil Henry, and this is, the last week, I guess, the last few days of this magnificent month of sharing. Yes, we call this our Share the Show month, the month of May, and we've been wanting you, and you've been certainly coming through with flying colors to share the show around. Send it around on Facebook, send it around on Reddit, send it around to wherever, whoever, and however, and we are certain that life's blessings will come back to you many times. Now, of course, we can't be absolutely certain of that, but we would guess that were there a God in heaven, that he would say, thank you very much for sharing the Phil Henry Show, and here's some stuff for you, like good stuff. Well, if there isn't, then if, for instance, it's just evil,
Phil, you know, you're really getting in over your head here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, just share the show.
Yeah, share the show, and many good things will happen.
Well, you don't know about that.
Well, I can only imagine the good things that'll come from sharing the Phil Henry Show.
Share the show, the Phil Henry Show. Pick it up at philhenryshow.com, iTunes, Podcast One, wherever you find our show, share it around.
Yeah, share the show.
Talk much?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. There's nothing like going to the Phil Henry Show website online store and picking up some real groovy stuff. Ball caps, sweatshirts, t-shirts, coffee mugs, keychains, shot glasses. The Phil Henry Show shot glass. Let's just talk about that for a minute. If you don't own a Phil Henry Show shot
shot glass. There's something seriously wrong with you. With the summer months coming up, all of those margaritas and all that other jazz that you like to make and mix and all that swill. I don't know what that thing is that Phil drinks, that Mexican mule or whatever the hell it's called. You need that shot glass to measure out very delicately the 1 or 2 or 6 or 18 ounces of booze that you like to throw into a drink. But without a Phil Henry Show shot glass, you look like a real lame ass. Get the shot glass. Get it now and get it. And I mean get it good at the Phil Henry Show website's online store.
The Phil Henry Show shot glass at the online store.
And while you're there, pick up a coffee mug and get some clothes on. God damn, that Marie Osmond's a piece of ass. That's just not fair.
PhilHenryShow.com. Share the show.
All right, welcome back. My name is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I realize that song is probably starting to sound a little bit repetitive.
Well, you know, it is the theme music, though, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
It is very recognizable. I don't think anyone begrudges you, Jay, that music.
Well, I appreciate that very much. What we like to do is we drop our name in over. Here it comes. Okay, here it comes.
State troopers, militia, rangers.
Are they Citizens Auxiliary Police?
These are the stories.
It doesn't sound that good when you do that.
I understand. Have enforced and preserved our state law.
That's from the old Highway Patrol show.
That is correct. The old Highway Patrol show, starring a gentleman by the name of Broderick Crawford.
Oh, yeah, Broderick Crawford. He was an old-timey actor.
That's correct. And he had it on a TV show called Highway Patrol. I'm Jay Sanis, and with me here is Dawn Berman, along with Dean Wheeler. And we are talking about a possible debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And we're going to go to a phone call right now. We got RC, who's calling us from Altadena. RC, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, and it's great to talk to everybody.
How you been? How's your dad?
My father's doing very well, Mr. Sanis. Thank you for asking. And Mr. Berman?
Hello, RC. How are you?
Very fine, sir. Mr. Wheeler?
Hi, RC.
I wanted to start out with Mr. Berman, if I could. You say that Donald Trump is gonna be, you know, that he's so majestic and everything, but the hair, and I know a lot of people make fun of him, and I'm not trying to say it's a big thing, but the hair, it is an issue.
I don't know. What do you mean it's an issue?
Among people my age, we cannot fathom how a man can feel he's representing this country adequately, that he's putting his best foot forward with others when he puts his hair, when he does that.
Well, I don't know what you mean by does that.
He weaves it around, he weaves it, and it looks very mythic the way he weaves it in and out. Next question for you, Mr. Wheeler.
Wait, hold on. I don't think it's a serious question. I really don't.
Sir, it very much is. People my age care about that kind of thing.
All right, let me ask some, RC. The hair to Donald Trump, you say he weaves it.
Well, yeah, he layers it, and he ladles and layers it. One layer goes one way, and I think it's a lot like his politics. It just goes... Bada booey, bada booey.
And so, thank you very much. That's R.C. Collins.
Yeah, you know, I recognize that kid.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys say you recognized him, but you just went, hey, how you doing?
Well, yes, but I think one can reasonably deduce that he was going to do something like that.
Do what? We I didn't hear anything. We dumped it. What, I mean, we didn't have to dump it, but,
You dumped what?
Well, nothing happened, so.
Yeah, I dumped it.
Don't even say you dumped it.
What does that mean, you dumped it?
All right, let's move on now to another. Well, let's move on to the as my father used to say, let's get on to the nut cutting of it. Dawn, I want you to address Donald Trump's position on trade, and then I want you, Dean, to respond to that, and then, Dean, I'll have you address Bernie Sanders' position on some, and then Dawn, you respond to it. Okay.
Say that again.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I'm gonna have Bernie Sanders address I'm gonna have Dean Wheeler address Donald Trump's position.
I'm in favor of Bernie Sanders.
I'm gonna have Bernie.
You're gonna have me address Bernie Sanders. You're gonna have me address.
Take it easy.
All right. I will take the Don Berman. Excuse me.
You'll take the Bernie Sanders.
I'll take the Bernie Sanders position. And I hate you. I hate you. And I've never hated anything in my life.
I'm not. What did I do?
It's just, it's confusing.
I'll take Bernie Sanders in a discussion of trade, and you take Donald Trump.
Well, what are you, crying now?
Well, it just, it's very distressing.
All right, gentlemen. Can we just agree to disagree? Let's just agree to disagree. All right?
Yeah, you know, I know you're trying to calm me down, but when you get that close to me and you're showing your teeth and going, hey, it's like I've got a moray eel in my face.
Excuse me, that you have to admit that's funny.
Yeah, that's a laugh riot. All right, so anyway, Don Berman, let's kick it off with you. Donald Trump's position.
All right, well, the Donald Trump position on, what was it?
On trade.
Well, the Donald Trump position on trade is very simply this. Either the Chinese play ball, or they're going to have their almond eyes popping right out of their skulls at the 35% tariff that Mr. Trump will lay on them. And I mean the pigtails will go sky high.
Do you have to use that kind of racial imagery?
I apologize. But, you know, but what I'm trying to say is when he lays the 35% tariff on them, their eyes are going to bug right out. Their teeth will buck out. Well, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of racism. But, no, but you're a perfect representative of Donald Trump. You're a racist.
I am not a racist, and I don't think that that's being a perfect representative.
Well, you said when I asked you.
I know what I said.
When I asked you not to use that imagery, you said, okay, I'm sorry. And then you went to the bucked out teeth.
Exactly. And now I'll tell you how Bernie Sanders will respond to that. He will cut you to ribbons.
Me?
I mean, he'll cut Donald Trump to ribbons. First of all, he'll say, 35% tariff? Okay, fine. Now, what do you do when the prices go up here in the United States because no more cheap Chinese stuff is here and the workers can't afford it? And I suppose Donald Trump is going to respond how? Is he going to put in wage and price controls? I don't think so. When prices go up, wages have to go up. When wages go up, prices go up.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'd say it makes sense to me.
Yes, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Donald Trump is a master negotiator. He's a master negotiator. He will sweep in. Let me tell you something, all right?
I'd like to know how he's a master negotiator.
All right, I'll tell you. He'll sweep into the room. He'll go to China.
Will he be going to China or would a Chinese come here?
What?
Will he be going to China?
I imagine he'll have to go to China. That's how it works with those people.
Oh, those people. You called me a racist. And you're saying those people.
All right, that's how it works with the Chinese, because they expect everybody to come over to their country and lick their...
Okay, well, I think there's a good point right there.
All right, so Donald Trump goes to China. So what? He's going to go to China. He will literally sweep into the room. The Chinese will see this man, a substantial American man with a flag pin and the hair that this kid... I think the Donald Trump hair is a signature. His hair is a signature. And
what do you mean signature? You mean?
I mean it is. It's his brand. It's his brand. The Chinese will see that. They'll see the tan. They'll see the vigorous and strong. I'll say it. Germanic good looks, and I think they will. It's going to remind them of the Brit. Well. I was going to say it was going to remind them of the British in Singapore, but they actually beat the British.
Yeah, they did. They did. So,
but it will remind them of the Germans when they put that brewery in. Oh, yeah.
So, in other words, what you want to do is strike fear into the hearts of the Chinese based upon old colonial experience. And I'm here to... I hate to break the bad news.
You're going to break the bad news to me. I'm a newsman.
Well, I have my opinion. The Chinese are not going to fall for that. As a matter of fact, I think they will be smacking their lips and rubbing their hands together, waiting for that so-called substantial Germanic figure to come, as you put it, sweeping into the room. He'll come sweeping into the room, all right. He'll literally be holding a broom. Oh.
Boy, that's a shot.
Oh, get out of here. That's a shot.
Man, that is a shot.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, man? You're like, oh.
I'm just saying, I burned you.
All right, you burned me enough to go, oh.
All right, gentlemen, let's stop right there. I have to take another break. You are listening to the Phil Henry Show. This is our Friday news talk show. And on this show, we try to take serious issues, deal with them seriously, And we have with us here Donald Trump, or excuse me, we have, we got Dean Berman and Donald Wheeler. We have Don.
My name is Don Berman. God damn.
Don Berman and Dean Wheeler.
Yes, and I'm very, very grateful that you've got us here. I'm sorry, I just passed, I just broke wind.
All right, can I leave the room?
Can we cut any of that out?
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid it went out live.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. It's the world famous. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, and I'm very proud to be stepping in here today. I'm Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The world famous Phil Henry Show will be back in just a moment. Sammy Hightower here for the Hightower Shoe. It's a brand new shoe. We have scientifically designed this shoe so that the heel right here, as you can see in our graphic design, is 3 inches above the floor, and the mid part of the sole is 9 inches. Then it comes down to the toe, which is elevated only a half of an inch. You are never on the floor. You are gliding or floating at all times. That's what we like about our shoe. And I can tell you right now, this shoe is going to come to you at a cut rate price of only $9.99. That's $9.99. And you can buy it at our stores anywhere located throughout the Cumberland Mall and also in the Cumberland Pass, the Cumberland Road. Remember, this shoe flies. This shoe flies and more. This shoe glides and more. This shoe from the This Shoe family. Issue this shoe. If you're a store owner, we'd like to talk to you about issuing this shoeing. Well, coming June 17th to a theater near you. Bust up, fast. Quick, easy. Bust up. He thought he'd seen it all, and then he saw her. And when he saw her, he hadn't seen a thing. Bust up. Grab it. Squeeze it. You'll never know when it's gone. Bust up. He went to the ends of the earth for her and found her on the other side of the street. Bust up. Laying on his face in the front lawn of life, kicked out through the front door by her father, wearing nothing but socks and a hat. Bust up. Now playing. Bust up. At a theater near you. Rated R.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Welcome back. What's wrong?
Well, it's music.
Well, anyway, welcome back. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here. Dean Wheeler is with us.
How do you do?
And Don Berman, he is representing, both of these gentlemen representing, I think, really the polar opposites of this political season as we were talking off the air.
Well, we were talking off the air.
No, you're right. We were not talking off the air, but it sounds good when you come back and say we were talking off the air. God, man.
You know, he's trying to set the scene, Don.
All right. I didn't... Then let me know.
We were not talking off the air because we don't know what to say to each other, so we sat here in silence, but I was trying to make it sound like maybe... Wow. All right, let's go to... we got a phone call on the line. We do have on the line here is Brad. Hi, Brad. You're on the Phil Henry Show. This is, of course, our News Talk Friday show. Brad, how's it going?
Hey, it's going very, very well, Jay, and I appreciate your program. I appreciate what you're trying to do here with News Talk Friday. But I want to ask the gentleman here, either man can field this question. Don't you feel that the American people are kind of sick and tired of the grandstanding of Trump and him beating his chest, and it's almost like Trump is and the way that he is, I think he's been trying to make up for the stubby finger comment for months.
I don't think so.
He said he was going to calm down. He's insulting everyone.
But so, sir, Brad, your main concern is Donald Trump.
No, I got problems with Bernie Sanders. I got big problems with Hillary Clinton. I think the phone thing, I think this email thing, that's the end of the road for her. I think she's done. I think you got to go with Sanders.
That's my feeling, sir.
And who's that? Who just spoke?
This is Dean Wheeler, sir.
Oh, I thought it was only the guy Berman, the guy I watch on TV.
No, Don Berman, here we have Dean Wheeler. Yeah, I've been here.
Oh, okay. I didn't... All right, well, I'll ask you, sir. What do you think of...
Wait. Your first comment was directed to me about Donald Trump.
All right, go ahead.
I think, first of all, no, I don't think the American people are tired of his so-called antics. I think they are appreciative of the honesty that man presents.
Well, you say honesty. I would have a very hard time restraining myself. If he were standing in front of me talking the way he talks, I would want to beat his face in until it was unrecognizable. That's how...
So you're going to be voting for Bernie Sanders?
No, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
You're going to vote for Donald Trump even though you want to beat his face in?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are that way. I think we admire and like what he says, but we want to beat him in, or beat him up, or beat him down, or however you want to say that.
Well, generally it's called beat him up.
Yeah, it's called beat him up.
All right, well, I guess... I guess the guys with the funny sounding voices have it.
Well, you got that right.
And I was going to include you in that.
All right, sure. Thanks a lot for your call. So what do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
Well, you talk about I mean, there's a guy who says he wants to beat Donald Trump's face in, but he's still going to vote for him.
Oh. That's an unusual comment, but it's not one that I have not heard before. In fact, I have that same instinct.
You do. I mean, how can you want to beat someone's face in and still vote for them?
Because that is what Donald Trump does for America. He gives us a target. He gives us a catalyst, an expression of our frustration and our anger. And he says, I believe Donald Trump says to all of us, he says, use me, abuse me. I am your vessel. Beat my face in, kick me between the legs. And if I can say it, I think Donald Trump says, kick my balls right up into my throat. I don't care anymore. I've got all the money that I could ever possibly need. I've had beautiful wife after beautiful wife.
Well, I think there's a quite disputed...
yeah, no kidding.
Disputed question there.
What are you talking about?
You're going to try and tell me that Ivana Trump...
Well, I don't know, but I mean, come on. I don't know what you guys are married to, but you gotta... I'd be willing to bet money it beats the hell out of...
You know, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, wow. I have a wife that's a nightclub singer. No, I know you have a wife. I'm just saying, for you to say that about Ivana Trump...
Well, excuse me. I didn't know she was... sacrosanct or something like that.
That's a big word.
No, but I think I agree with Jay. You're trying to say that we're not allowed to have an opinion.
No, but I'm telling you guys... Donald Trump has married the most beautiful women in the world. What are you telling me? Ivana Trump isn't beautiful.
I don't think she's particularly attractive, especially now. I don't think she's aged well at all. I don't think she's aged well at all.
You know, I got to tell you, Jay, you wouldn't have a shot with her in five lifetimes with your pith helmet and that goofy...
That goofy what?
Well, the goofy way you look. I can't...
All right, can I weigh in?
Yeah, go ahead. God damn it.
Well, you're the guy. Can I finish my point?
I had a point.
I had the point that I was making.
Go ahead. I think Don was still...
All right, go ahead.
All I'm saying is Donald Trump is saying he's done it all. He's seen it all. He's been everywhere. Yes, and I'll say it. He's had the most... All right, you may not agree, but he's had some of the most beautiful women in the world as wives. He can't father any more children. He is... Every man in America sees him... as the kind of man they'd like to be.
Including you? Including Don Berman?
If I were to tell the truth to myself, if I were to be... Yes, I would say so.
So you'd want to leave the news business and go to Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. If I went home to that... excuse me for saying that. If I went home to Melania? Oh, my God, yes.
All right.
So I would say that Donald Trump, having done all of that, is saying to the rest of us, use me. I've done everything I need to do. Please channel your anger through me, channel your rage through me, and I will do what I can to make America great again. And so when I say that I see Donald Trump and my instinct is to want to vote for him and kick him in the balls at the same time, or, I don't know, hit him with a bat, a cricket bat, something like that.
A cricket? Why a cricket bat?
I don't know.
No, but the point you're trying to make is you are... You feel violent toward Donald Trump.
I don't feel violent toward Donald Trump. I feel violent toward my own impotence, and I want to beat him. I want to break his face. Oh, man.
If I may, Jay.
Go ahead.
To me, it sounds the Trump love and the Trump idolatry and this the fascination that Donald Trump's people have with him is sick.
You're calling this sick. This is love.
No, wait. It's sick. You just heard what this man said. He's so moved to beat Donald Trump's head in with a cricket bat, and yet he wants to vote for him.
I don't think you understand.
Let's say this. None of us really understand.
That's a good point.
All right, but let me explain.
You can explain, but I want to go to some more phone calls here. We do have Margaret Gray, who's going to join the program, and Margaret is usually on the Phil Henry Show panel show. She has been listening in very attentively.
No, this is Margaret. Oh, God damn it.
Well, she's called in.
You know, I heard that, Dawn, and let me say something. I think I'm always polite to you.
Margaret, yes, you are always polite. I'm on the microphone now. I'm on this side of it now. And I'm trying to make a point about how Donald Trump is... It's a very, very specific point, and I don't think it's one that you will do service to.
I'd like to hear what Margaret has to say.
Thank you very much, Dean. I was going to say, and really I was going to echo what I heard Jay say, which is, and Dean, it is a sick point of view to say that Donald Trump is such a vessel for popular anger that you want to walk up to him and kick him in the, as you put it, balls.
That's exactly right, and I think Donald Trump would understand that.
And you want to vote for him, too?
Yes, and I want to vote for him, too. And I'll tell you one more thing. I think his wife, Melania, is so gorgeous. I would never do this. I would never do this. But I would want to walk up to her and just say, oh, God, you're so beautiful, and kiss her neck.
Without her permission.
I would want her permission, but I wouldn't be able to resist just going, oh, God, you're beautiful. In other words, I would make a complete ass of myself.
Well, you're going to make an ass of yourself by voting for that man.
Oh, yes. I've heard that. You know, all of us Trump supporters have heard that time and time again. We know what we're doing. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Jay, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
All right. There's Margaret Gray calling in from a carnival there. That's Santa Monica Carnival for her son, Jace J. Delmonico. There's a lot of food for thought there, isn't there?
Well, I think there is, and I think what she's saying... is
what are you talking to him for? She was talking to me.
Wait, may I just choose who I want to talk to here?
She was talking to me.
May I choose who I want to talk to? I'm going to talk to this guy.
Go ahead. I'm not...
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of food for thought there. I think what Margaret's saying is that it is a sick relationship to have with a candidate. And then I heard Don... say, and I really feel you need to answer this, Don, that you'd walk up to Melania Trump and go, oh, God, you're beautiful.
I would be tempted to do that. Is there any doubt that the woman is probably the most beautiful woman on earth?
What? Wait, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Are you guys doubting it?
I don't know. I haven't seen everyone on earth. I think she's very lovely. There's no question about it.
Well, she's what?
She's very lovely. Lovely.
See, you don't do it. This is why Donald Trump is angry. And this is why Donald Trump is angry with America. Guys like you who go, love.
I think you've got the whole... I think you and Trump make a great team, Don, because the two of you do not understand the working class, the middle class of this country. And, of course, I think it's very true that Donald Trump was not socialized properly. That's why he makes fun of the disabled. Now you have this very lovely woman he's married to. There's no question she's a beautiful woman. But look at her taste in furniture. The home that they live in, all marble, and that looks good at first blush. But it looks like it looks like a bathroom. Their living room looks like a bathroom.
What are you talking about?
If you look at the way that their living room is appointed there at Mar-a-Lago, or whatever it's called, every bathroom you go into has all of that marble, and it has all of it. So you might as well, I would be tempted to go in there and...
You would be tempted to go in there and what?
I'm telling you right now.
Well, you watch what you say here, Dean. I'm looking at the picture of the Trump's living room, and you're right. It's Grandma Ann Susser, and she's talking to you right now.
Well, look at it. I'd be tempted, and I would be within my rights to walk in there, and I'd feel like I needed to urinate.
So what's that mean? And be very careful how you say this.
Be very careful. I'd urinate right all over their floor. How, is that careful enough?
You know, I...
Well, what are you going to do? You got to call the police?
By God, I wish I could. That was the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
Look at their living room.
It looks like a beautiful living room.
Well, look, the Donald Trump living room, if you're seeing it on the TV right now, folks, it's got a lot of marble, and it does look like, you know, a public toilet. Well, that doesn't look like that.
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. That is the most beautiful home. Look at the beautiful molding.
It looks fake. It looks like it's made out of plastic.
Oh, you're an idiot. You know that? You're an idiot.
How dare... Have I called you any name?
I'm calling you an idiot because you said you want to walk in there and urinate. You said that.
I said I want to... Yeah. You know, all right, let's grow up, okay? Let's everybody grow up. the way you talk like that.
Well, I listen to him, and this is why America's in trouble.
America's in trouble because of me? You just said you're going to walk into Donald Trump's living room and urinate.
I'm saying that it would be very difficult. I would have a bladder urge. Haven't you ever had the bladder urge?
What? Now, I'm going to get up and leave.
Now, please don't leave, Don. Please don't. And Dean, I'm sorry that you felt the need to laugh like that.
Well, it's just, I had the bladder urge.
You had the bladder urge. Now, there's Donald Trump's son. I forget this kid's name, Eric or something. This is a young man that I would be proud to have as a son. And I'll bet you if you walked into that living room and you urinated on that floor, that kid would be right there to teach you a lesson.
Oh, wow. I'm real scared of that.
I think you're going to want to take back what you said. Look,
take back what?
That you're going to urinate. Here is what I believe was the point, and I'm not going to stick up for him or anything, Don. But
my name is Don. It's not Don. I'm sorry. Now, can't leave. You're the host.
You're right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ow! How'd that feel?
You hit me right in the face.
Wow, I'd never have the balls to do that.
Well, I did it. Don't ever look at me and talk to me like that again.
Prick.
Now, I'm sorry that I had to hear you say that, Dean. I know what you're saying. With all that marble, you get faked out. Is that right?
Yes, you'd get faked out. You'd get faked out into thinking that you need to, you know, pee.
What do you think about that, Don?
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to have you arrested for assault.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. Because I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police. See?
Yeah? And what? What about it?
I believe that as a, on the front line of law enforcement, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying you're a fake cop, and I'm going to get a real cop in here and have you arrested. Now, how do you feel about that?
You sure are talking real good for a guy who just got smacked.
But why don't you go call your cop or whatever you're going to do, Berman? Okay, get out of here.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, you're not even afraid.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. This is why radio is exciting. This is why podcast is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. It's live. It's right here on the air, and it's something that cannot be denied. It's nothing that can be... Yeah, I just don't think you can... there's nothing that beats it. There's nothing that beats it at all. All right, I'm going to go to another phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the Phil Henry Show here on our News Talk Friday. We've got Don Berman and Dean Wheeler.
I'm sorry?
This is our News Talk Friday. You got Don Berman, Dean Wheeler.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wanted to speak to the gentleman that you slapped.
That's Don Berman.
Yes, it's me.
Okay, you are talking up Donald Trump like this man is a bona fide and qualified candidate for President of the United States, which I'm sure you believe, but I don't know if you've been around the news lately. Donald Trump has made very, very sharp comments about immigrants. Even recently, the Albuquerque demonstrations, or if you want to call them, riots, I guess that's what you're going to call them. But the fact is, he said a bunch of thugs out there because they're reacting to Donald Trump wanting to throw people in jail.
Donald Trump simply wants to get the illegal Mexicans that are in this country.
Yeah, and you know they're not all Mexicans, you know that.
Yes, I know that. He wants to get the illegals out of this country. And he
accuses every Mexican of being a rapist.
Yes, he did. He didn't say every Mexican. He said, and some, I assume, are good people. You didn't hear that part, did you?
No, I heard that part, yeah. I mean, he came on to kind of correct that point after he made all the other points. But then he said everybody outside that, where he was speaking were a bunch of thugs waving the Mexican flag. You know, we have pride in America, but we also have pride of where we're from. It'd be like an American waving a flag over in Europe, you know, if somebody tried to drag down Europe. But just because you're waving a flag doesn't mean that you're a thug, you know?
Well, the point that I think Donald Trump was making is that he's trying to say to his supporters, look at them out there. I'm here with you. You are law-abiding citizens, but all of those out there are Mexicans. and they're obviously breaking the law.
Yeah, but don't you understand how that turns them into not Americans, now they're something else?
Well, what do you mean, they're not Americans?
How do you know that, man? There were people out there that could have been Americans, most likely were Americans. They were protesting on behalf of Donald Trump's immigration statements.
Well, but they were out there as thugs with the Mexican flag.
And that's their right. Now, how do you know they're all thugs?
They were beating up, throwing things at cops.
Not all of them were. And that's what I'm talking about. Donald Trump is like this white man who's going to go over to China, and he's going to go over to Japan, and he's going to go over wherever he's going to go, and he's going to go sweeping into the room, like you said, and he's going to blow everybody away with how white and how Germany is. And I guess he's going to go goose-stepping in there or something like that, but that doesn't get it done in the modern-day world.
Young man, what gets it done in the modern-day world, you'd be surprised. And a lot of times, all it takes is a little bit of money.
Really? How much do you cost?
What a...
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, so, how dare you let him have the last word?
I didn't let him have the last word. He said, thank you very much. We just went ahead and hung up.
What?
He didn't have the last word. They just went ahead and hung up.
No, you let him have you let him have that last word. He said, how much do you cost? I was just about ready with a comeback, and it just was all about me having it rammed right up my...
Anyway, folks, today on a radio show on, I don't know what network it is. I believe the host is a guy who has the same name as a lead guitar player. It sounds stupid. You know, Guy Dean?
Yeah, I think his name is Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh, that's it. He had a radio show, and he said that he was tired of bending over, tired of bending over, tired of being bent over. Tired of, you know, he basically said everything other than I'm tired of getting bent over and having it spread. Yeah.
No, he did not say that. That takes a guy like you to think that way.
Well, what was he saying then?
What was he? He said he's tired of America having it stuck to us.
Right, but he said I'm tired of getting bent over. When you say you're tired of getting bent over, what's that mean?
Well, don't look at me like, you see, you're looking at me like I have experience with that. And that's another thing that I think is very offensive. I'm saying,
no one's saying, what does it mean when you're tired of getting bent over?
I've never been tired of...
You've never been tired of being bent over?
No, I didn't say that. I said I've never been bent over.
Yeah?
Oh, man. You know, you've twisted this show. I protest, and I know everyone listening...
You know, you're giving a lot of speeches here, Don, and I know that you'll be on television later, and you'll say that you got railroaded here on the Phil Henry Show, but the man did say he's tired of getting bent over. So the intimation is that America has had the rough jail put to it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that America's been manhandled in a jail shower.
What do you guys, you know, it takes a couple of perverts like you.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for this program.
Thank Christ.
I want to thank you very much, Jay, for this. This has been a very, very enlightening program for me. I thank you on behalf of everyone at the Northern California Holistic Center.
Yeah, you keep on just, you know, keep on doing that.
I thank you on the, excuse me, I'm not done. The Northern California Holistic Center, Wheeler Resorts.
It's very good having you on with us, Dean. Don, I want to thank you, too.
Well, I protest the treatment that
whenever
I've received on this program.
Broken,
excuse me for a minute.
A newly authorized organization swings into action.
Oh, brother.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
I thank everybody for being a special guest. Don Berman, I thank you for being a special guest. Dean Wheeler, thank you for being a special guest on the show today, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, again, I'd like to say that
the show's over. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Paulcast 1.
What is Paulcast 1? I don't understand.